Leaders of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union are worried, though, that might soon change. It is holding a rally in Prince Rupert today, protesting Canada signing the Canada-European Union Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. And they're worried about potential job losses here in Canada. Now, Robert Ashton is the president of the ILWU Canada, and I've reached him on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Robert, maybe you could tell us first your concerns about how CETA could impact maritime jobs on the North Coast.
So my fear is that under the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, or CETA, our seafarers that we have currently that go along our shores will be replaced by foreign nationals, by foreign crews, underpaid foreign crews that don't have a stake in our coastline, that don't have to worry about any damage that happens along our coastline. Currently, if one of our vessels runs aground or gets into troubled waters, like the Nathan E. Stewart did, we'll call ahead. We'll let the Coast Guard know, hey, we're in trouble. We need help. This is happening because it's our coastline. If you look what happened to Nathan E. Stewart, that didn't happen. When they radioed the Coast Guard, they said everything's fine. We don't need help. And they sat there and they sat there and they sat there. And the problem with the Nathan E. Stewart is they needed a Canadian pilot on board. And the Canadian government gave them a waiver for that. So the Nathan E. Stewart was a foreign-flagged vessel with a foreign crew. Flagged in the U.S., mind you, but still a foreign-flagged vessel. Our seafarers on this coast, as well as on the Great Lakes and on the East Coast, have an ability to be replaced by foreign seafarers under a flag of convenience vessel for $2-3 an hour. And that's currently happening at Ogden Point in Victoria, as well as in Newfoundland.
Right. So what exactly are the changes that would allow for this replacement by foreign nationals? Well, what is the change that you're worried about specifically?
So right now, to work in domestic trade within Canada, otherwise known as cabotage, you need to be a Canadian-owned vessel crewed by Canadians. Now, under the Comprehensive Economic Trade Agreement, that changes. It opens up the doorway for foreign companies, in this case European ship owners, to bring in vessels that are flagged out of Panama or flagged to the Marshall Islands and to operate domestic trade within our boundaries. So what happens is the vessels are run at substandard conditions. The crews are paid at substandard wages, let's face it, slave wages. And it puts our families out of work.
How many jobs do you think could be impacted?
So direct across the country, we're looking anywhere from could be impacted on an all-out assault would be anywhere from 10 to 12,000. Indirect, it gets into multiple tens of thousands jobs.
Now the Emerson report claims the average BC pilot, I'm to understand, is 58 years old, and the argument it raises that the experts are actually getting older, and there are less young people interested in doing this job. What do you say to that?
So that's the inherent problem in this country and in our province. We've seen that. So you look at a trade, okay? A pilot is somebody that knows our coastline from years of service, okay? A trade is the same thing. You have to do a four-year apprenticeship to become a welder, a millwright, an electrician. It's the same thing with a BC Coast pilot. You have to learn our waterways. Well, if there's no programs to do that, if there is no push from either the Canadian government or the provincial government to do that, then why would somebody, or how would somebody know to go down that path, or why would somebody go down that path? It looks like either an inadvertent or a purposeful choking off of a group of workers so that at the end of the day they can say, well, we don't have any. Right. It's like with our seafarers, our deckhands. The deckhands here, they say, well, you're running out of them. Or officers of ships, you're running out of them.
So the issue definitely, it goes beyond just simply CETA.
It's an attack on, CETA's just a part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the death knell. You know, if CETA comes into place, they go, we don't need any of this. But right now, with domestic shipping laws, we've got 12,000 Canadians that are earning a family-supporting wage. We should have a lot more than that. We should have thousands of Canadians, thousands and thousands of thousands of Canadians working, earning a family-supporting wage on our coastlines.
Mm.
And why can't we actually man vessels or crew vessels that go from here to another country? You know, Paul Martin owns a shipping line, if we all remember that.
Mm.
And they were flagged out of another country. That was our prime minister.
Now, CETA was
attack on workers. Mm.
Now, CETA was signed into agreement back in October, and as we're hearing now, of course, there's an aging populace, lack of training young workers. Why hold rallies now?
So, we've been working with the Seafarers International Union of Canada, as well as the International Longshore Association, which is the longshore group on the east coast of Canada, for the last few years under the Canadian Maritime Supply Chain Coalition, and we've been meeting with different levels of government. Trying to have a conversation and say, look, this doesn't work for Canadians. We're for trade. All our unions live on trade. But this doesn't work for Canadians. It doesn't work for our country. It definitely does not work to save our coastlines. But why now? Why hit the streets now? Simple. Right before November 3rd, the first rally in Vancouver, Wallonia, Belgium.
Hmm.
That was the inspiration. When that group of people said, you know what, we're going to stand up for our people. We're going to stand up for our populace. We're going to stand up and say, you know what, we have needs that need to be met here, and you're not meeting it.
Well, Robert, we'll continue to watch this. I thank you very much for joining me this morning on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I know.
Robert Ashton, president of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, holding a rally in Prince Rupert today, protesting Canada signing the Canada-European Union Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, also known as CETA. And we throw this to you, our listeners on the coast. Your thoughts and what you just heard, call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932, or email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.